hello, and welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence with DJ Alibaba Ghazani, and, well, he's back as of a couple of days
ago. Hello, everybody. Come back.
It's good to have you back. How was the other side of the world?
It was so good. I was so busy in the 17 hours a day. It was working. I'm so sorry. The music is too loud.
Yeah, that's fine. Bring it down a bit. And was it hot? You were in Iran and Dubai and exciting places.
Yes, playing music and settled in my music school. And going to Dubai for 1 week. And a contract to album and come back here and work.
Music, yeah. Music. Love it. Okay. Tonight's guests on The Medicine Show are, do I just say Willow Lux or do I tell everybody your secret identity?
you can use my
microphone.
Hello. I'll say it. My name is Christina, a.k.a. Willow Lux.
And we've also got Alex Marr on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam Land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Oh, man. Sorry. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. So we would like to give thanks to the local indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. In fact, we'd like to thank everybody around the world who stands up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances, especially when they do it repeatedly. Tonight's prescription, we have none. Welcome to the show. This is the Celtic Asian cross theme for the night. Both the guests tonight are Celtic and Asian of one sort or another. So actually, Willow Lux has her husband. Hello. Say hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
James.
James. It's very nice to have you with us, and it was nice to meet you a few minutes ago. And
Unfortunately, I don't fit the theme.
He's not part of the Celtic cross, the Celtic Asian cross.
But I'm married to one, so.
Well, see, you've got, it's like honorary.
Exactly.
So what are we listening to? Are we listening to the Dead South or what?
So you can guess or guess. Do you know the song?
Yeah.
You can explain.
Yeah. Oh, this song here?
Yeah.
In the background?
Yeah.
This song is called I Remain, and it's the first track off of my new album that's coming out on June 23rd. It's so cool to hear it somewhere other than my own living room or, you know, for the few friends that I played it for. I think that I Remain is one of the songs that I haven't released yet. So, I don't think there's a live performance of me playing it ever. So maybe we'll change that tonight.
We're listening to Christina Emmett, otherwise known as Willow Lux, and she is she's known as her name, Willow Lux. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter whose musical style blends classical 70s folk with infectious modern dream pop. She began writing and recording new material under the moniker. So she also plays the guitar and piano, and she's backed by James Testani, her husband, who plays guitar and percussion. Her upcoming release is produced by John Anderson. Now, there's a couple of famous John Andersons that I can think of right away. It's not
pretty
like
common name. Yeah.
It's not the dude from Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that, you know.
It's not John Anderson, the flute player. No, that's Ian Anderson. Never mind. Okay, so go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, John Anderson. I was going to say, it's one of those names that if you were to look him up on Facebook or something, he'd have to be like, okay, I'm the one with, like, you know, it's like a red background and there's like a kid in it. And
there's a dog. And yeah, yeah.
So
why
funny,
is this in brackets Andy Schoof and Aidan Knight? What?
So Andy Schoof, he's this amazing Canadian artist that he's from Saskatchewan that John mixed. One of his albums, and then Aidan Knight is also super awesome Canadian artist. I think he's from Victoria, and John worked with him on some of his earlier stuff too. Yeah. both great artists. So basically, it's just to show you that John Anderson's awesome.
Okay. Oh,
his
I see.
Production,
I,
his production.
He
works with
also
them, yeah.
works
his
on
credits,
Andy
yeah.
Schaaf and Aidan Knight's albums.
Exactly.
And your album was called, full-length album was entitled Thread and Tape.
Yeah.
And so that's a collection of wistful songs at a glance, fragile and bold, which bravely lays bare questions of self-love, healing, and mental health. Thread and Tape is set to release June 23rd, 2017. Mm-hmm. Why that date?
First, the first thing I did was actually... actually, the album's been done kind of since the end of December, but I really wanted to play the album release at the St. James Hall, and they so happened to have the date June 24th, which I thought was perfect. It's beginning of summer, so I was just going to release the album the day before the show, and not actually the day of the show, so maybe people might know some songs when they're at the show, so they're not like, oh, these are all new.
Great stuff. Do you want to play one? And from that album, or what do you want to play?
I thought I might start with this is a lighter kind of tune called Run the Risk, about being somebody's secret admirer and then admitting that you are.
Risk it. Say it. Tell that person, I say. Go ahead. That sounds exciting. It's called Run the Risk.
Mm-hmm. This friend of mine, she's got a secret. She's got a secret. Nobody knows. This friend of mine, she wants to keep it. Don't want to reveal it. But still it shows. Oh, there she goes, acting like she's nothing special. There she goes, acting like she's nothing special. But that ain't true. I think she's right for you. And if she weren't there, she better run, run, run. She better run the risk. This friend of mine, can she reveal it? Can't you feel it? How she love you so? Oh, there she goes, acting like she's nothing special. There she goes, acting like she's nothing special. But that ain't true. I think she's right for you. And if she weren't this, she better run, run, run. She better run the risk. Now here's a move I can't undo. This friend is standing right in front of you. Because it's true, I think I'm right for you. And if you want this, we better run, run, run. We better run the risk. It's true, I think I'm right for you. And if you want this, we better run, run, run. We better run the risk.
Wow. It's exciting stuff.
Thank you.
It's fun. Run the risk. And so you're on Facebook Live now.
Oh, hey.
Say hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. If anybody wants to tune in, we're on Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook in Vancouver on CITR, and you just look for Vancouver Medicine Show, and we're streaming. So, next, we have Alex Marr in the studio with us, and he's going to be singing a song in just a second. And so, as we transition, thanks everybody for joining in, listening, and anybody else who's listening. We have Melanie Paul. Hi, how you doing, Melanie? So much for being on your show. Good medicine for the soul. Hi, Melanie. Also, we also have Jewel, and a few other people. How's it going, everybody out there? So, Alex, hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's very nice to have you. And so, Alex is a multi-instrumentalist. Yes, that's right. Alex Marr is a multi-instrumentalist who plays sax, guitar, vocals, beatbox, and a loop pedal. He was born in Toronto. Alex spent... Alex spent his early years in New York, moving to Vancouver Island with his family for high school. Alex lasted 3 years before being offered a contract with Network Records and trading his textbooks for life on the road. That's exciting. Pulled out of high school to go...
No, in university. This school, actually.
Okay, out of UBC.
Yeah.
Okay. So 7 years ago, Alex founded the ANZA Club's Open Mic Night to showcase some of Vancouver's finest local musical talent. Alex has produced and released two albums with DNA 6. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And Alex has had a storied career in music as a solo artist and as a band member, opening for acts like Weezer, Widemouth Mason, Bachman... Bachman Cummings?
Yeah.
Who's that?
BTL.
Really? Okay, well, that makes sense because it's like part of Bachman Turner Overdrive, right? Okay. Robert Randolph. And playing alongside acts like Kyprios, Vince Vaccaro, and Daniel Wesley. Utilizing a sparse setup with just a loop pedal, guitar, alto saxophone, along with a few percussion instruments in his voice, Alex released his second solo album, Ether, okay, in February of 2017. So, exciting stuff. What do you want to, do you want to sing a song for us to show the people what all that talk was about?
For sure, absolutely.
What song is it?
The song's called No One Else. It's track 5.
All right. Alex Marr, The Medicine Show.
Where do I begin? I was pulled from a sleep by 100 kilometer wind. My memory is hazy. How did I ever get this lazy? It's crazy. And we're all so complacent. All 7 billion of us are unwilling to listen. And although I've been moving faster, we're just cruising to disaster. And I know your pain. It's just another day. Keeping all my excuses to myself and look to no one else. That's how we're gonna survive this. Let's treat each other with kindness and I'm breaking the silence. Had enough of the violence. Here we go again. And the race back home starts at 5 p.m. But nobody ever wins in it. It's just a matter of whether you can deal with it. I don't mind if you're mad and you're hungry. It's alright if you're sad and you're lonely. Cause no matter what the weather, we're all in this together, yeah. And I know your pain. It's just another day. Keeping all my excuses to myself and look to no one else. That's how we're gonna survive this. Let's treat each other with kindness. And I'm breaking the silence.
The Medicine Show, and as I said, we are streaming live on Facebook. How's it going? Thanks for joining Apollo and one of our Medicine Show family guests, Bob Kozak. Hey, how you doing out there? Great to have you guys joining us on the Medicine Show. So back to let's turn our focus back over. Yes, it's true. Willow Lux is with us here on the Medicine Show, and we're sort of just trading back and forth the guitar and having some fun, sing some songs for now, and we're going to be coming up with some commercials after one more song. What song do you want to do, Willow? Willow Lux, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just never been called it, and so it feels it's new, right? This project. So.
Well, you know, I'm going by the moniker, right?
Yeah, no, I quite... Oh, hello. Yes, I appreciate that. I know, he's there for those technical things that I always am oblivious to. This song is called Sweet Spot, and it is literally the sweet spot on the record in the way that it's the happiest song on the record.
Right.
Because it's pretty emotionally blue, I could say. This is the kind of light. So here's the lightest song. This is called Sweet Spot. Yeah. You good?
We have that other mic.
Oh, hey.
Absolutely. Willow Lux.
Oh, wait a second.
The Medicine Show. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish,
oh, hey,
unceded
right
territory.
Okay. Here we go.
We were hanging by a thread like a paper moon. Nothing moves me no more like used to do. I'm heading south for we look to the past with candy in our mouths. With candy in our mouths. Ooh, 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 ooh. The shading on the rocks, I came across a moment of peace, a sweet spot. I took it in and out again, passing ephemeral awakening. Hey, why not? So come what will, we're floating. Seeing still, looking up, 'cause love won't leave you down. Ooh, ooh, ooh. A galaxy of fireflies drives me past the marbled riverside in the moonlight. Reflecting on the water black, turning all my faults and all I lack into nothing. So come what will, we're floating, halcyon still, looking up, 'cause love won't leave you down. And the sweetness melts away just when I start to feel okay. I know the drill off by heart, but it's still tearing me apart. I want to, I want to, I want to feel whole. Thank you.
shade and on the rocks, I came across a moment of peace. A sweet spot. So come what will, we're floating, halcyon still, looking up, 'cause love won't leave you down.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate them, I hate them!
Okay, well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, yeah, please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f*** dip***. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? This is me. Is that you out there listening? Hi, you're listening to The Medicine Show. I hope you're feeling good. If you're not, I hope you feel better really soon, because we're playing some music that we consider, or we're hoping that we're broadcasting some healing energy with live music and laughter here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. How's it going, man?
I'm so good.
It's good. It's good. It's good. So we have a prescription tonight, and not that we're doctors. I always like to say this. I don't want to be presumptuous. We just like to encourage people to be mindful and think, you know, consider thoughts. We used to do the word of the day, and now we're doing a prescription. So consider it if you like. Tonight's prescription is delving deeply. Delve deeply into your mind, and you'll find things that might be helpful and useful for your future and just going through your life. So I've found that there's been a lot of lessons learned throughout life. Like, you know, those things you learn about integrity and dignity and compassion and patience and good things, sometimes they get pushed aside for convenience of life. And that can be like, you know, something that people like just forget about their life lessons as they go because they need to get by in the everyday life and life is practical. But do you ever consider that, like, things that you think that you could have learned or stuff like that, you find that this is a trend in our culture? Or if any of you guys consider it and think about it if you got anything to say about it. But that was our prescription. So my thing is don't forget about all those important things you learned, especially if it was something like if you drank too much or did something that was intoxicating in some way and you came to some epiphany in that state. Geez, you sacrificed something for it. Take it with you into your future. What do you think there, Ali? Did you have a reason for coming up with
no
this?
I have no idea. You explained everything.
Okay, well, let's see if we can go live on Facebook again. And
you can speak about the plumbers as well.
Digging deep. So it was originally the prescription was something about digging deep into your brain. And digging deep into your brain, thinkers can find a freak. What did you mean by that, Ali?
The same as the plumbers try to end up finding something.
Go plumbing. Go plumbing in the pipes of your mind and you're fine. It sounds like something that came from an intoxicated time of your life or something.
No idea.
Were you drinking or smoking something when you came up with this? Anyway, you guys, any comments on our ridiculousness over here?
I'm just enjoying it.
Yeah, we'll just let you keep.
It's like listening to the radio without the radio.
Let me dig that hole a little deeper and throw myself down into it. Okay, so we're going live on Facebook again. Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook in Vancouver. CITR, woo, we're live. So we are back with Alex Marr on the Medicine Show. And Alex, tell us, how can people get more Alex Marr?
The internet's the best way, alexmarrmusic.com.
And how do people spell Marr in case they're, you know, I know how to spell it, but you can.
Maher, just like Bill Marr.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, well, that's an easy, we just refer to that if you want to, you know, just remember later and just enjoy his music. What do you want to play for now?
Well, I'm going to play track 2 on my EP. It's called The Light. It's kind of similar to what you guys were just talking about a little bit, actually.
Great stuff. The Light.
All in sorrow, my eyes. All in sorrow, lives. Fall into the cold, my eyes. Calling to the phone line. And I'm wondering now if I honestly know, will I always reside in this ocean below? And I'm wandering down the darkest of roads. I wish I could just follow you into the light. Into the light. All in sorrow, grind. All into our own kind. And I'm wondering now if I honestly know, will I always reside in this ocean below? And I'm wandering down the darkest of roads. I wish I could just follow you into the light. Into the light.
Wow. All
right. This was so good.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God.
Yeah. Isn't it? I think we have the greatest job. What do you think?
You know exactly the meaning of your last name? His name, in the Persian language, is named professional, you know?
Yeah.
The Maher, that means professional in the Persian language.
Persian people come up to me all the time at my gigs.
Yeah, you're so professional.
You are Maher. That's what they say to me.
Yeah. Jason, come in.
Save me! No, that's we're having too much fun here on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Tune in on Facebook, Vancouver Medicine Show. This arm keeps swinging into your face, eh? Yeah. So, we're going back to listening to some more of Christina and James. So, Christina Emmett, who is known as Willow Lux. And it's her new stage performing name for now, whether she sticks with it or not. Yeah, just sort of park this.
Oops, oh. That came right up.
Gosh. Help me.
Oh my gosh, we're just breaking things here now.
We're good. It all goes together really
putting
easily.
Putting ourselves back together.
We'll be right back.
All right. Sorry.
So going like this.
There you go.
There we go. You're okay.
Yay.
Some technical.
Now, and you can grab this a little bit there.
I actually am not going to be on this one. I thought I was, but this is a different song than I.
Okay, well, we'll keep it here so you can ooh and ahs and make comments if you like.
Yeah, I'll
ooze I need an extra ooze.
I'll do the behind the scenes commentary during this.
All right.
Oops. Okay, I just want to welcome. We have got people joining in on Facebook Live. Roberto de Mexico is back.
Roberto Carlos.
No, it's Roberto. Burola, ¿cómo estás, Roberto? He's, what's
Hola,
on is this?
Hola,
Roberto. You have fans here. Roberto is a DJ from, I think it's Tabasco, is it? Or, yes, anyway. What song did you want to do next?
Roberto, esta canción se llama Cedar and Fir. This song is called Cedar and Fir. And,
está bien, tú puedes hablar español en este programa, no te pures.
Muy, muy bien. Entonces, escribí esa canción hace un año y medio, sí, se llama Cedar and Fir. It's called Cedar and Fir.
Right on.
Things just don't go back to how they were. I know at the game of love I'm still an amateur. Why did you pick me from the ground? I'm green, I'm still growing. In the air I'll drown. I think it's time you let me down. You'll find that you are always on my mind. For me, you sing, but you are meant for bigger things. So I can't long for how we were. Cedar and fir, cedar and fir. You know you don't have to grow just where you're planted. Branch off. Don't take this heart you've got for granted. Why do you keep me around? I can't go where you're going. I can't live on your cloud. I think think it's time you let me down, you'll find that you are always on my mind. For me, you sing that you are meant for bigger things, so I can't long for how we were. Cedar and fir, cedar and fir. Someday you'll find that you were always on my mind. For me, you sing that you were meant for bigger things, so I can't long for how we were. Cedar and fir, cedar and fir.
Okay, Christina Emmett. Am I saying the last name right?
Emmett, yeah.
Emmett?
Yeah.
Are you an Emmett like as well?
No, he's what? Just Danny.
Just Danny.
Right. I knew that. His last name, it's in here.
It's like my, I have so many relatives named.
Yeah.
I have so many relatives named Christina Tostani. There's already enough of them. So when she married me, it's totally up to her.
That was his grandma's name.
Yeah, I'm like,
actually, his grandma's name.
It's fine.
Well, absolutely. How are we doing for time? Do I have to check?
We have enough time. No, are we supposed to take a short break and come back?
Yeah, we do have to take a short break.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to take a short break?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, soundtracking your free love on the Free Love Freeway since 1982.
Long time later, see a cowboy crying. Says, "Hey, buddy, what can I do?" Says, "I lived a good life, about 1,000 women." I said, "Well, why the tears?" He says, "'Cause none of them was you." No, he's looking at a photograph.
Of you?
No, of his girlfriend. The video would have shown it. Yeah. It's not gay.
Alex Marr on The Medicine Show.
Submarine, I turned into a submarine. Lost at sea, underneath the ocean green. Only charming up to surface for my exhibit at the circus. Whoa, whoa. I've been hiding from the sky, staying home and getting high. Please don't follow me down here. Please don't follow me down here. La 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 la. Please don't follow me down, because the pressure's getting greater the further that I reach. Submarine, escaping in my submarine. Lost at sea, underneath the ocean green. Only flotsam all around you, and that's all that you'll amount to. Whoa. Like the monuments below, getting buried in the snow. Please don't follow me down here. Please don't follow me down here. La 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 la. Please don't follow me down, because the pressure's getting greater the further that I reach.
Ooh, Alex Marr on The Medicine Show. What do you know? Alex, I know this may be one of the more bizarre shows on the air, and we appreciate you coming on, sharing with us. Thanks. Thanks for your
patience.
Thanks
for having me.
Absolutely. So I want to ask you about, I'm trying to get, trade microphones. Let's get more comfortable here. Thanks for being patient with us. We're settling into switching up a bit. Alex, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world. You got a gig coming up. You got music coming out. Stuff's going on.
So right now, we got a show coming up on Thursday, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Is that what the name of the show is?
The flyer says May the 4th, but it's actually a Lego Star Wars theme poster. I'll pull it up in a second.
Good, because we'll show it too on Facebook Live.
But,
tune in.
It's at Guilt & Co. I'll be playing with a 6-piece band featuring songs from my EP Ether, as well as a selection of remixes and covers. Very funky songs as well. The show is for the 5th anniversary of the Ground Up series at Guilt & Co., which has a sort of rotating roster of charitable organizations that they support. So all the proceeds from the door for this Thursday's show will be going to the Bavubuka All-Stars Foundation, which is an organization that promotes leadership in hip-hop in the youth in Uganda. It's my friend Silas's charity, and I call him Black Jesus because he's like the best guy I've ever met, pretty much, for that kind of thing.
Is he black too?
Oh, yeah, of course. He's from Uganda. He is, yeah, absolutely.
Why do I like that name Silas so much? Yeah. Something about it.
Yeah.
Silas, and apparently the guy's a nice guy too, so it fits.
He's like a rap. He's a rap superstar in Uganda and over here a little bit.
Can you get him on the show?
Oh, I could be able to get him over here for sure.
Okay, and next time we'll have an amplifier in here.
I'll try to pin him down. But yeah, so this Thursday I'll be playing with a band at Guilt & Co. And what else am I going to plug? I'm going to plug the album.
Yeah, please.
The Ether EP by Alex Marr, alexmarrmusic.com.
Yeah, so go to Alex Marr, spelled like that guy on TV, Marr.
M-A-H-E-R.
.com. So what else? What else is going on? Oh, you played with some pretty big names here, as we were mentioning. I mean, one of my favorites, Widemouth Mason and Weezer. And this is like totally big, crazy, stadium shows and stuff like this, right?
More like big theater clubs. Shows. Like the first tour I did was with opening for Widemouth Mason across Canada. With a band called Flannel Jimmy that was formed right here at UBC.
Flannel Jimmy.
Way,
sounds
way.
Like a guy in his pajamas. Yeah, like.
It was kind of a Dave Matthews band, sort of funk rock kind of group.
That the greatest type of music though, funk rock?
Yeah, it was really cool. So the first tour was with Widemouth Mason. Second tour, the first tour was with the Proclaimers. The Scottish duo, the Proclaimers.
I would walk 500 miles. Yeah, anyway.
So, and then the second tour with Widemouth Mason, third tour with that band was by ourselves, and that kind of was the first foray into the Canadian music industry that I got to experience.
Okay, so do you have any, like, crazy backstage stories or any groupie stories or pizza stories or anything, like, the wild that happened? Destroying of hotel rooms or something that went terribly wrong or anything that we could laugh at your pain, you know, because it's back in the past?
Well, one time when I was on tour with Earl Pereira in his band Mo Badass way back on the frozen prairies, there was one time when his drummer's van broke down. It was a very, very crappy van.
Okay.
And we were around somewhere in Alberta, I think near Hanna, Alberta. And his dad, our drummer Hal's dad, lived in Medicine Hat. And so he literally drove up from Medicine Hat and tied with a rope the van behind his truck. And dragged it back to Saskatoon.
With a rope. And so, like, I guess it wasn't an old rope that was ready to break or else that.
It was a thick yellow nylon rope. It was sketchy. It was very sketchy. And there was no heat. Their van was dead. So they were bundled up in, like, minus 30. And I was in the warm truck with Hal's dad talking about the old times in Canada or whatever. So.
Right. Okay.
That was a pretty cool story.
Yeah, no.
Everyone made it there safe and sound.
I've been in those situations where people have dragged vehicles by ropes, but not probably quite to that extent, that far and stuff. What about, like I said, any like really crazy groupie stories or wild party stories? Because these are musicians and big timers. Are they all eating organic smoothies and doing the right thing and not partying anymore on the road? Has life changed?
It was pretty tame for me. I mean, we didn't really have that kind of experience as far as, the groupies that you're... there wasn't really a lot of groupies.
It was not like some skinny guitar player overdosing every, second or third city or anything like that.
That's more of an L.A. band kind of thing, maybe. I don't know.
Rock and roll, man.
Yeah, but it was... It's been really good. I don't know. I don't have any...
Okay, no, that's cool. Last question I want to know about the road is, what is the greatest backstage green room food that you've experienced, or even outside of the green room, what is the best food you had on the road?
You know, it's weird. The best food I ever had on the road was maybe opening for the Proclaimers. They had, the huge catering swath. It was like a huge banquet every time they played. So
that's what I'm talking about.
And they were always like, "Hey, boys, coming up a beat with us. Come on, it's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Don't you know, Seven Haggis here? No, I bet you there wasn't Haggis on that.
No.
All right. So, Christina. Hi. Are you into playing another
Hello.
Song for us? How you
I
feel?
Would love to.
And right. you tell them once more about how to get more Willow Lux, the gig coming up, you know, the album. What do you want to say?
Well, I'm going to say pretty much the same thing, that internet's
okay
a pretty
again.
Good place to look for that. So, yeah, just look online, Willow Lux. So it's Willow without the X. So it's Willow without a W at the end of Willow, and then L-U-X. .com and yeah, the show coming up. The songs are going to be available anywhere, so you know, Spotify,
where's
whatever.
The show again?
At the St. James Hall.
When?
James, when? Like you, on June.
He's a saint.
I know, you're a saint, James.
I'm organized.
On June 24th, Saturday, June 24th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. What about you? What is it in life, do you think, that is most like that keeps you sane and happy in this crazy world? Like, do you have any therapies that you work with every day besides the guitar? Is there, do you have a cat or a favorite hobby?
I do have a cat and he's amazing. But he's I have a big overweight cat named Benny who's just a sweetheart, and I'd have to say, you say besides the guitar, but for me, the only thing that keeps me going is songwriting. So mostly I'm at the piano now most of the time. But yeah, it's just being obsessed with songwriting. James knows. I'm so sorry. I talk about it all the time. And I always have to be, if it's been like a month since I've written something, I'm like, I'm never going to write again. This is horrible.
Is it therapeutic to get your ideas out and finally be able to say what you couldn't say to people's faces and that type of thing? That's what I always found fun about songwriting.
Yeah, I can relate to you 100%. yes, all that. Sometimes the cat really likes it too. When he's digging the song, I can tell he comes by, lays down next to the guitar, lays on the piano, plays all the piano. Like
walks,
you know,
across the keys?
Oh, yeah, every single day. And actually a few
sometimes
times a day.
Sometimes I think that they know what they're doing when they do that. Did you guys, you ever hear this, that in Egypt, you know, centuries ago, that people used to play music for cats like they were the audience? Did you ever hear this?
I fully believe that. And I don't know. Like, for me, singing has been a really long journey from literally not being able to sing at all. And so just lots of vocal exercises. I say this because at the beginning of my kind of, and I'm still on this journey, but the beginning of my journey, I would be doing these vocal exercises and the cat just hated it. It was like every time I would sit down on the piano and do these vocal exercises, he's like throwing a fit, yelling, running around. Now it's not so bad, which is an indication of maybe I've improved a bit. But yeah. So.
Can you do one vocal exercise that people might be able to use to it? Because there's a lot of terrible singers out there who it's really therapeutic and good for them to sing, but they do need to exercise a bit. And that's just, since I'm not facing them, I can say it out into the world instead of directing it at one person. Can you give us one exercise, like a lip exercise or a yawn or something?
Yeah. Actually, a really easy exercise is you breathe in. So it's a breathing exercise, so it strengthens your diaphragm. And you let out the sound really slowly through your teeth. So you're breathing in and it's like, and then you try to stay
for about
start with like 30 seconds of doing it, and then it helps you kind of like keep the air in, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you support because yeah, it's helped me a lot through the years. But
no,
yeah.
that's a good one actually, and I've heard something similar.
No,
you take one of those little tiny stir sticks that are really, really thin. And you fill up your chest and your stomach and you blow really slowly. Don't let it out your nose, but like push mm-hmm. through the straw, and you actually have to concentrate on the on like a long.
Yes. It's half of it's mental, I feel.
Yeah.
And half of it's physical. So there's that. Just breathe. And you can do it like when you're sitting on the bus. You can do it when you're driving. You can, you know, so it's
people
pretty
might
convenient
think
one.
You're hissing at them on the bus.
Maybe
know,
that's
that
why.
One.
Maybe that's why the cat was so angry at me. Maybe that's why he was so angry at me all those years.
Rename that. Like the cat
so do you want to show us an example of the results of your singing exercises? What song do you want to sing to us next?
This song is called "I Remain." It's the first song off of.
I remain.
Yeah. It's all about so at the end of the day, you just have your own self to answer to. No matter how hard you try to escape it, sometimes you're just gonna be there. So here we go.
I'm sorry. We got carried away because we're trying to keep track of everything you do as we go along here on the radio. Thanks for listening and staying tuned with us. We are on CITR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish territory, Musqueam land on unceded territory. This is Christina Emmett as Willow Locks.
Thank you.
I'm wearing the same clothes every single day. Vibrant colors all around me. Will I fade and fade and fade? I've been here so long, I've made my home in the space between the lines of monochrome. Oh, all this time I'm taking, I feel like everything is changing, but I still feel the same. And I feel like memories are a, but I still feel the pain. And although I try to break old ties, I remain. The sunlight is clean, but it's wasted on my face. And every good thing I create, I erase, erase, erase. I've been here so long, I've been crossed up like the right answer you had but gave to doubt. Oh, all this time I'm taking, I feel like everything is changing, but I still feel the same. And I feel like memories are aging, but I still feel the pain. And although I try to break old ties, I remain. And time isn't what I need. No, time isn't what I need. I just need to feel alive again. 'Cause I feel like everything is changing, but I still feel the same. And I feel like memories are aging, but I still feel the pain. And I feel like everything is changing, but I still feel the same. And I feel like memories are aging, but I still feel the pain. And although I try to break old ties, I remain.
Wow, you can tell she likes music. Getting into it there, Christina. Love that. That's Christina Emmett, otherwise known as Willow Lux, with her husband, James Testani. Right? Did I get it right?
Yeah, nailed it.
All right, excellent. Just wanted to say hello to a couple of people who've joined us on Facebook Live. First of all, it looks like Eli's mother is gone off here, but Violet Kaiser, I don't know if you're still watching, but a big shout out to you. You're one of my favorite people on the internet. Great spreader of alternative news. Mikey Godmark's son. That's one of my good friends, Mikey. And Dalton, how you doing out there in land? Facebook. Kengo Ito is one of the Medicine Show family members who's been on the show. How's it going, Kengo? Great to have everybody tuning in on Facebook Live. We're at Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook. Feel free to check that out. We're on CITR.ca. If you're getting a fuzzy signal, just tune in online. You can hear us a lot clearer. So we're going to turn back over to Alex Marr, and he's going to be singing us a song. How you doing there, Alex?
Good, good. I found the picture of the event.
Oh, yes,
for my show.
May the 4th be with you. So
check that out.
Okay, hold on. Let's tune to the side. There we go. So this, you got to see this on Facebook Live to see it, but there's a picture of in Star Wars, with Star Wars letters. And also with Star Wars Lego is the graphics for the gig that Alex Marr has coming up at Guilt & Company. Jeez, I'm trying to look at a picture through a picture. Anyway, what song do you want to do for us there, Alex?
This song's called All Up to Me.
All Up to Me on the Meditation Show.
In the palm of my hand. I found the fountain of youth and the way to stop all the grains of fallen sand. Follow the path I believe will lead me to the promised land. And all I can do is live my life the way I want to, but be a good honest man. Cause I'm waiting so patiently for the right motivation just to come to me. No, what would it be? I've been complacently hoping that slow and patient the way I will see things grow naturally. But 99 weaknesses and counting, I can't blame it all on my surroundings. How do I keep on positively thinking while this planet's slowly sinking? It's all up to me. It's all up to me. It's all up to me. It's all up to me now.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of. The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at MediaMakingChange.org.
The most beautiful thing about my borough is the stillness. I must have silence for my passages. And it must have this been noise, very however, is a draw of silence to rest, and is a hero only as a faint whistle. I did not hear it day and night as I was on burrowing, although it must be set from the female. Can my enemy ever so begin with it, and audible only to the ear of the householder, seems to me that the beast has ever even heard me. It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet, that I dug the experimental trenches. The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
We're back. We're back on the medicine show at 10987. No, we're already in. So, what are you playing there in the background? Are you playing music? Star Wars? Oh my God! It's the Star Wars Orchestra. Hello.
Sorry.
We can't hear it in here, but you guys can hear it out there. Anyway, so we are going to be turning our attention back over to Christina Emmett, otherwise known as Willow Lux, and her husband, James Testani.
Testani.
Are you with the you with the family? Are you a family man? All right. So what song do you guys want to do?
My dad would appreciate those kinds of jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Does your father watch that, like the Sopranos and that type of thing? Is he one of those
I'm
fans?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure when he did. So my dad's born in Italy. Like he's real deal. Yeah.
This song is called The Salt. It's actually all about healing.
The Salt. Yes. The Salt. Did you get it there?
Oh.
For our, yeah, it's the same not.
No.
Let's talk about the salt before we go in. Just keep picking away because that's good for the background. But tell us about the salt because it applies so much about... I love the philosophy behind this song. We've talked about this.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
so...
it's healing and it hurts sometimes.
It does. So the thing is, the whole idea was that salt stings, but it helps you heal. So I thought of the idea for the salt... And it has a few different meanings. So there's that one, and there's, you know, obviously the salty tears and seeing through the salt. And then there's a bit of a lighter one where in the past year I got into surfing quite a bit and was surfing a little bit in Australia, a little bit in Indonesia. And it was like sometimes the hardest thing is just to open your eyes and know and see where you're going, kind of control your board and stuff, and you have literally this like salty ocean water. And I always thought about how the ocean was so healing, and so this is kind of an ode to the ocean. Actually, in the background of the song, John Anderson, the producer, and I like intentionally put like an ocean sounding kind of track that's kind of like way in the background. Uh-huh. Kind of just adding a bit of a landscape to it. So yeah,
you know,
the salt.
You know, when you and I talked, you were talking about the fact that sometimes the painful things in life teach us a lot, and we have to go through these things. And sometimes, like, even like the blues and the music that you create, sometimes it creates and encompasses the pain and the lesson, but it's quite cathartic. And it's quite healing in its own way. I mean, just to listen to the blues and to listen to those types of those sorrowful songs really brings us around, and sometimes it's a little bit of a sting, but it ends up being quite healing. And that's, you know, that's I thought it was a brilliant idea. What are the lyrics about?
Well, the lyrics kind of just, I have that idea. It's about it not always, it's about healing being, sometimes healing hurts. I think that, I mean, you could ask anybody in any kind of rehab, physical, mental, doing those exercises every day. Let's talk about a physical rehabilitation. That, it's painful. And we like to kind of champion healing as this thing that's like, oh, you're going to feel great the whole time. Like you're just, you know, that feeling after you, you know, in yoga class or something, and you feel rested and stuff. But the truth is that healing is work, and it's uncomfortable, and it stings. So, yeah, lyrics are about that. And it's actually quite a positive song. A lot of people think it's kind of, oh, that's such a sad song. And I think that every kind of, you know, every time that you can't just be 100% positive. It has to come from a place that came out of hurt. You know, I think there always has to be that side to it.
Oh, my hands are shaking now, and my eyes are finally drying out. Oh, my knees are shaking now that we're standing on solid ground, on solid ground. When you lay your head on me, honestly, I often feel at fault. I'm inclined to blink, but I'm learning how to see through the salt. Oh, my voice is breaking. Is my message broadcast clear as day, as clear as day? 'Cause when you lay your head on me, honestly, I often feel at fault. I'm inclined to blink, but I'm learning how to see through the salt. Oh, yesterday was harder than I ever thought it'd be. Oh, so it goes. We may lose a day, but gain eternity. 'Cause when you lay your head on me, honestly, I often feel at fault. I'm inclined to blink, but I'm learning how to see through the salt. Oh, I feel
Christina, Emmett with James.
You're salt of the earth.
You are the salt of the earth, girl.
Thank you.
Bring a salty tear to my eye.
It's
wow.
Funny.
Beautiful voice.
Thank you. Yes.
That is just intense. How do you do that with your voice? All those exercises we talked
about. Honestly, and you know what? James here can attest. He has early recording, like 10 years ago, and he's like, you could not sing a note in tune. I'm like, I know I couldn't, but you know, I'm still on the journey. I'm still on the journey, but
determination.
I think, you know, it's I suggest that anyone out there who thinks they can't sing, I think you should sing. That is my advice to you.
You see, Christina and I are both a testament to this fact that you can learn to sing. Even some of my listeners have listened and heard the difference of what I started this show. I used to be a singer a few years back, and then got back into it. And anyway, blah, blah, blah. I know for a fact that those voice exercises are a big help. So anyway,
it's a muscle.
It's a muscle. Yeah, exercise
it's a muscle.
It. We have time for one more song. We have a song. We have one more time for a song. And we do have Alex Marr in the house. What? Are you finished? Are you done?
I don't know what I'm going to play. I'll do a cover.
Yeah, yeah. You want to do that one with the high pitched?
I don't know. It's that only compete with her? With the beatbox. Okay. That only works with all my good stuff.
Where'd you go there?
Let's see what else. What's a good one?
We all like. Everybody clap and sing along. Can we?
Yeah.
Thing. My life was filled with darkness, darkest darkness. And I start dreaming of some post to fit it up with something, something, something. In your eyes, I see the eyes of somebody I knew before, long, long ago. And I'm still trying to make my mind up. Am I free or am I tied up? I change shapes just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows him but me with a slip. Yeah, I slip. I'm still an animal. There was a hole and I tried to fit it up with money, money, money. And it works until your horse is always running, running, running. In your eyes, I see the eyes of somebody who couldn't be strong. Tell me if I'm wrong. And now I'm pulling your disguise up. Are you free or are you tied up? I change shapes just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows I'm Bambi with a slip. Yeah, I slip. I'm still an animal. I change shapes just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal. Nobody knows I'm Bambi with a slip. Yeah, I slip. I'm still an animal.
We got the late night show with DJ Ray coming up next. It's chill.
How was a time when my world was filled with darkness?
I love that song. There's a stingy thing.
It's a sting thing?
Yeah,
just to be all prince-like, you know?
Mike Snow, brother of Jon Snow.
All right, yeah. So we're coming to the end of our program. We just want to say a quick goodnight. Anybody got any shout-outs, family and members that are listening, or, you know, their dog or cat might be listening on the piano?
Benny.
Oh, Benny and my dad.
Oh, my darling Lauren Donnelly and our lovely new puppy, Billy Howliday.
All right.
Yeah.
Billy, what kind of dog are you?
She's like a lab cross, Mexi lab cross, 4.5 months. Yeah, she's a handful.
Right on.
Oh, she must be really energetic.
She is. She had a lot of diarrhea last night.
Well, lovely. She needs some healing energy. Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and on CITR.ca from unceded territory on Coast Salish Musqueam land. I should say it properly. Sorry. On unceded territory, on Musqueam land, Coast Salish territory, we'll be back next week. Yes, we will. We're coming back next week.
Man, I hope so.
Please feel free to tune in next week for some more of good fun and live music. I'm Jason Lawrence with DJ Alibaba.
Have a good weekend.
We'd like to start to give thanks. This is going to be a long period of our show. I'm just kidding. So first of all, thanks to the maker. Thank you, God. Thanks to our guests, Christina Emmett, who is Willow Lux, and James, her husband. Thanks to Alex Marr. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on our web through our website, on Facebook, etc. We're at themedicineshow.ca. We're going to leave you with B.B. King, The Thrill Is Gone, featuring Tracy Chapman. Coming up next is Late Night Show with DJ Ray. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
We love you. We love you more. We love you, love you, love, love you.
Bye, everybody.
Free, free, free now, baby. Baby, I.